It has been a fantastic run, and these guys can hold their heads up and feel so proud of themselves.
Yeah, there's no doubt in it. Like, as I said to you a couple of weeks ago, this is bonus territory. We got to a semi-final of a Ulster tournament again to fall at the hurdle. But listen, the journey that these lads have taken, me and Stevie, and the journey they've taken that club, and it's been absolutely fantastic, and it's a fairy tale. And tonight, it was kick of the ball, but you know, in the game, just a kick of the ball, and we hit the post there with a point for a point, and hit the post for a goal. And those, just you know, those turn of those wee things go against you, and the rub of the green, and they go up and score, and that's it. Mark, listen. Second half performance, I thought we were outstanding. I really did, and I'm proud of every single one of the boys.
This is a quality St Enda's team you come up against. I mean, in the they're playing senior league, but they're playing senior football. I mean, they drew with Carrigan, or they beat Carrigan, I think, and they drew with the other senior championship finals as well. So they're playing at the top level in Antrim.
Well, there's no question, that's a quality side. There's, you say, they're Division 1 team, but sore Tatty Ray, and now, and if we're going to compete at Division 1 level, we're going to have to compete with teams in Division 1 in any league. I have to say that they set up well, they're well drilled, they had a lot of fit individuals, they're very, very similar in their style of football and the running game as us. Wee bit negative, I would say, you know, they played a lot of boys behind the ball, but at the end of the day, that's the modern football, and that's the way we have to try and get over it. And I'd rather have an attacking match and going for it 15v15, but listen, I'm not sore, I am not. The fair play to St Enda's, they've done an absolute fantastic job, and they've beaten us, and they've beaten us well, and good luck to them in the final.
There was one sequence of play in the first half, I think 40 passes, finished with a point.
Yeah, well, as I said, patience when you're playing against a team that's just all behind the ball. So you have to be patient and try and wait in the breaks and then make the move. That's the sad thing about it. But at the end of the day, that's the way that we're playing. And I thought that basically we did take we were patient and we took our points whenever we got the opportunity, but we also missed an awful lot in the first half. I think we had 6-7 wides and 4 short into the goalkeeper's hands, and you can't do that in a game of football.
The focus now, of course, has to be, well, take your break, but the focus now on senior football.
Almost definitely
and get prepared for that. Yeah,
most definitely take the break. It's been a long season. We're going since January right through, and we only finished in November of last year. This time last year we finished in the semi-final, so it's been a long 2 years, and a lot of the players have given everything and have been out training, and the extra training they've done, and they deserve a rest, and hopefully now they can get their recoup themselves and get themselves back.
And senior football, I mean, they must be looking forward to that.
Oh, senior football, yeah, it's a dream world for them at Tatty Ray, and they did fully deserve to be there and fully deserve to stay in it, and I am looking forward to it.
And you, obviously you're staying with it yourself.
I haven't haven't actually committed to anything. I haven't even had that conversation, and that's been totally honest, Francis. Yeah, I haven't had that, because the simple reason is, why would I have the conversation? We're still playing this year, and so you don't think ahead like that. There, you turn around and you make it. So just, we're going to have a break here and get the batteries recharged and see how we get on.